Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, and I got a real treat today. I've been looking forward to this for, when did you get this set up, Bank? About two, three, 4 weeks ago, a month ago?
Oh, at least.
Something like
about
that.
About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Been looking forward to this day. I'm getting a chance to meet several of the Frontier Bobcats baseball team, the first baseball team ever at Frontier Community College. And I'm joined today by their Frontier baseball coach, Jeff Baker, and we'll meet the players as we get going. Jeff, how has this experience been for you? Are you having a pretty good time putting together a baseball team? And I know you've been coaching for 15, 20 years, but this must be entirely new.
It was, and I think I was on the show when this first started, and, I don't know if we had any players, hardly at that time,
yeah.
And just to see all this come together and put together all these really good baseball players and be able to get them to come to Fairfield, and it's been a pretty good experience.
When is the first game? Folks might want to start beginning to plan, if not going on the road, but you've got a couple of games in Fairfield too, right?
Yeah, we do. We're going to have a Meet the Bobcat type deal on the 20th of August. That's a Saturday morning, about okay. at 11 a.m. Trying to find the exact day so people can come out was tough. So
yeah.
We decided to go with Saturday, and that way even some of our parents can make it and things like that.
What time of day is that going to be?
11 a.m.
All right.
So and then most of our games, as you've seen the fall schedule, they're on the road, but we will have one in late September after the junior high's done at Lakeside. We'll host a game against Southeast.
There's a reason everything's on the road right now. How's the new ballpark coming along?
It's coming along. Still doing dirt work. We're just a little behind with the rain, but Gil Excavating has done an excellent job out there, and they just have a little bit to finish up. Then we go to phase two.
What's phase two?
Well, phase two, we start thinking about the grass.
Planting?
Things like that, and tiling, and just stuff like that.
It's exciting stuff, isn't it?
It's real exciting.
You want to get the planting done in this fall, though, right?
Yes, and we're going to try to get as much done as we possibly can. We should be set to take the field by March.
First home game in March, huh?
Right, March 9th at this point.
How about that? To your immediate left, let's begin meeting baseball players. I don't think you've been on the – have you? You've been out here once before, Brandon?
I have not.
You have not. You need to talk about 4 inches away from the microphone, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Brandon Clevenger. How you doing, Brandon?
Good. Thank you.
You've been a ball player for your entire life.
Yes.
Whenever you were like a 10-year-old, was the first thing you wanted to play for the Frontier Bobcats?
No, it was not.
They didn't have a team.
I didn't have
that
opportunity.
They didn't have a team at that time, did they? What do? You a pitcher?
I'm a pitcher.
How hard do you throw?
About 80.
Oh, that's cool.
A little faster.
That's cool. Now, what's your big out pitch? What's your favorite pitch?
Curveball. I like throwing a curveball.
Are you a sophomore or a freshman this year?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, you're about the only one of very few sophomores on the team,
yes.
Right? How many sophomores are there on the squad?
I don't know. There's three.
Three. Well, the good help.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so are you the only Fairfield? There are local players, but
yes,
you're the only one from Fairfield,
players.
Right?
I'm the only one from Fairfield.
Are you getting the chance? What do you think about meeting all these new people?
I like meeting all my teammates. I'm glad I've got to do it pretty early.
Were you able to play anywhere last year? I didn't know if you were able to. I didn't know if you were a Frontier student.
Oh, I was. I was a Frontier student. I didn't get to play anywhere, but.
Did you miss it?
Yeah. I got to play Legion. I was too old this year, but my last Legion summer or whatever, was my last time playing. I definitely missed it.
How much work? So your arm, you basically had a few months off to let your arm kind of rest a little
bit
then, right?
Yeah, I did. A little rusty, though.
That was going to be my next question. Does it get rusty or
does
it throw harder after the...
No, it gets rusty.
What kind of time frame does it take to get back?
Oh, just a few weeks.
Oh, long that's
toss.
Good.
I've been throwing long toss a lot.
That's good. That's good. Next to you is one of the gentlemen who've traveled a little bit of a distance to join the squad. Sir, please introduce yourself and where you're from.
I'm Aaron Morgan. I'm from Mount Vernon, which is only about 40 minutes away from here, actually.
Did you play for the Rams, I guess, all 4 years?
Yes, I played varsity my last 3 years at high school.
How good a squad did Mount Vernon have? I don't recall. I'm sorry.
We had a pretty good year, both my junior and senior year. We were unfortunate and got beat in sectionals both years. And my junior year, we ended up losing to a team that ended up winning state.
Who was that?
Highland.
Oh, okay. That kind of gave you something to shoot for, didn't it, a little bit, Aaron?
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah.
Did you start? How often? Now, you're a pitcher, right?
Yeah, which I mainly caught for our high school.
Oh, really?
For our high school, I was mainly the catcher, and then I close games or conference games and stuff like that.
Being the closer like that, is that a little bit maybe of a different attitude than somebody who, like Brandon, who's a starter?
For some people, but whenever I pitch, I always have the same mindset, whether it's starting or closing.
Back in high school, what were your thoughts about college baseball, and what kind of led you to stay closer to home?
I was just looking for a place that could offer me some money and for me to get a chance to play. Honestly, I didn't really care about the size of school, if it was big or small. I just wanted a chance
to play. You want to play, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you enjoyed your experience? Have you moved in yet?
Yeah, I actually just moved in Saturday afternoon.
So you're into those new dorms, right?
Yep.
Which of these are your roommates, or do you have any roommates out here? I know we've got 9 kids. I suspect one or two of them are roommates of yours.
Well, actually, all of my roommates are out here in the
room. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Are you in one of those big old 6 apartments or a four-man?
We have 6, so I have 5 roommates, and we're all moved in right now.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. My first question, who brought all the did you bring a bunch of Febreze and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think we've all pitched in a little bit on it.
That's good. That's good. What, Jeff?
When he said money, let's clarify, he meant academic.
Academic money. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a scholarship is what he meant. You meant scholarship.
Yes, yes.
This is recorded. That's, yeah. We're not Baylor football or anything like that, or Oklahoma football. Let's talk to the fellow next to you. Why don't you scoot that over there? The large young man next to you. Sir, what's your name?
I'm Chris Lechishin.
Chris, nice to meet you. You have come a little bit farther away from than what these two guys have, haven't you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Where are you from, Chris?
Waterloo, Ontario in Canada.
Waterloo, Ontario. Is that near? That's like between Detroit and Toronto?
It's about an hour away from Toronto. About
north each which way? It's toward Detroit?
It's farther from Detroit.
Oh, okay. So you're north of Toronto?
Yeah.
Like toward on the Buffalo side or maybe even... I'm just trying to get where you are. What? Okay, I got to know. I got to know, Chris. Great to meet you, by the way. What made you decide to come to the United States and to Southern Illinois?
Well, to be honest, once you hit a certain age in Canada, baseball just doesn't have the same kind of
cachet.
I guess you could say
some
that
kind of draw.
Yeah, it's just kind
it's
of.
It's not
loses.
Hockey anymore, is it?
No, definitely not. Hockey is definitely king in Canada. Yeah. But once you want to play at a certain level, you definitely have to get to the States. So, like, coming the farther south you get, the better off you're going to be.
And, did you play hockey at all?
Actually, no, I never did.
Really?
Yeah, never did. My winter sport was always basketball.
Well, how big are you? You're a big kid.
6'4".
How good was your basketball team?
We were very good because I was the second shortest guy on our team.
Hey, that'll work. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
How big was the school? How big a school did you go to up there in Waterloo?
My high school had about 3,000 kids in it.
No kidding. I guess that's the largest class in Canada. Do they have – in the U.S. we have state championships. Do you have provincial championships up there? How's that work?
Yeah, it's called OFSA. So, like, what we were in was, like, OFSA. So, it was all provincial-wide. So, the province of Ontario would compete. If you competed and won that, you would advance to the Nationals, which is, like, all of Canada,
yeah,
and then go from there.
Now, also in Canada, you mentioned the differences. There's the junior hockey system. You don't have a junior baseball system up there, I guess.
Not really. No, we have a semi pro league,
uh-huh.
But it's not the same kind of magnitude as the junior hockey systems.
But the education at Frontier that you'll be getting down here, you'll be able to take that back to Canada, or do you plan on maybe going to whenever you go to a four-year school, you plan on staying in the U.S.? What do you think?
I could go either way with it. The Canadian universities, the credits from here are going to be transferable. The credits I'm taking here are also transferable with American universities. Uh-huh. So I guess we'll just play
any,
it by ear.
Any preference?
I'd prefer to stay in the States. Hopefully, okay. Keep playing ball.
How do you like the United States? Had you spent much time in the U.S. Prior to coming down to visit Frontier, vacation time?
Oh yeah, our teams would always travel around the States because that's the best way to get exposure. So I mean, we would spend about 8 weekends in a row per year traveling around the States. We'd always be down in Florida for March break.
Oh, that's
for spring
right.
training and stuff like that. So that's spend a lot of time here.
What do you play?
Like position wise?
Yeah.
Corner infield.
Corner infield. So you can play third or first.
Yes, sir.
How about that? Which would you prefer?
Honestly, I like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Keep some variety in there.
Well, the third, you got to be a little bit. You got to be a little bit more spry.
Yeah.
That's. He doesn't look all. He looks spry. Trust me, Jeff. But he looks like a big, thick, muscle-bound guy. Might be better at first base. I don't know about that, Chris. What do you think?
My coaches. I used to be like just first base, but they started emphasizing like speed and agility training for me because they wanted to rotate me through third. And my coach played me at short for a little while too, just to get me that. Just to get me like that speed and agility kind of thing. So
hitting the ball, I guess I'm guessing your power as opposed to speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. Best of luck to all three of you. We're going to talk to some more boys from the Frontier Community College Bobcat Baseball Squad when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield. Back in just a sec. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I'm joined by Frontier Community College baseball coach Jeff Baker, along with several. You got enough out here today for an entire baseball team, don't you, Jeff?
We could play today. We have nine, one third of our team.
How about that? So the whole team is 27 kids, huh?
27.
27 on the roster. That's a great beginning for the Bobcats, isn't it? What is typical in the GRAC or in the system?
We will have the fewest players of anybody in the GRAC.
Is that right? How many in uniform? Will you go all of them in uniform or do
all of my guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll all be in uniform. That's why we kind of wanted in the mid-20s because we want everybody a chance, opportunity to play, being the first year especially.
Yeah.
So they're all going to get the opportunity, and there are some teams that last year, a couple of GRAC teams carried a 50-plus. Now, they all didn't get the travel.
Yeah. Did they all dress when they played at the home?
That I do not know how they worked that.
I mean, because that's like – I know
you
like,
see the roster. There's like 40 and a couple of them and like 51 kids.
Yeah. That's like Big Ten football or something when you see 120 kids on the sideline.
Right.
You know, there's no way they're all going to play. But
yeah, about 90 of them won't see the field.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right. Let's talk to the gentleman to your – I guess that's your right. Step over there, young man, and tell everybody who you are and what do you play. Where are you from?
I'm Jacob Ryder. I went to Cisney, and I catch, and I also play third.
Jacob, you have the distinction, don't you? You have the number one distinction, don't you? Yeah. Tell me about it. You're the number one Bobcat.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting just to, you know.
The first signee?
Yeah. Yeah, it was exciting to be the first.
Yeah.
I guess.
You'll be that forever?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'll be that forever and ever, won't you? Have you moved in? Are you going to live up in Sisney or Xenia or wherever, or have you moved into the dorms?
I moved into the dorms.
What's your thoughts of dorm living? You're about probably 2 or 3 days into it.
Yeah. I mean, they're nice, you know.
Have your mom and dad come down to check you out and make sure you...
Yeah. That shouldn't even be a question.
Apparently you don't know his mom. Yeah.
What do you do? You say you're a catcher?
Yes.
Are you going to be, is that the plan at the college level to be catching too?
Yeah.
Where did you learn how to catch? Who's your best teacher? I know that Coach Baker may have coached you in probably in high school some as in grade school.
My
you're not going to say him though, are you?
Yes, he did help me.
He didn't move here though, his high school.
No,
okay.
He's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Arkansas?
Yep.
Where down in Arkansas?
Kind of by Fort Smith.
Okay.
Arkansas, yeah.
That's good. That's cool. Welcome to the team. Do you have any – did you think you were going to play college baseball when you were going through high school?
It was something I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was one of those things you
– You just never know?
Yeah, you don't know. You got to work at what you're good at.
Until you get an opportunity.
Yeah, until you get an opportunity to –
Well, I'll be darned. There you go. Well, congratulations. And please welcome next. Please give me your name, your position, where you're from, sir.
My name is Ryan Gallagher, and I'm from Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'm the utility player.
Utility player. Okay. If you're a utility player at the college level, what'd you specialize in at the high school level?
I mainly played short and pitched.
Really?
Pitched just about every game.
Every game. Well, you see, now, we talked a minute ago. You're from a small school, right?
Sure.
How big a school?
130 people.
How many – that's about the size of Sisney, where Jacob came from. How often would you be planning on pitching? I mean, how often did you have to throw?
Just about every single day.
Is that right? Well, was the team pretty good?
No. Well, I'll say we were good enough to go to state for the first time.
Oh, did you really? Congratulations. What? How'd you do up there?
We lost in the first round.
Well, that happens.
But, yeah.
That happens. How did you become a Bobcat? How did you get in touch with Coach Baker?
Well, first, I saw him. I was at a workout in Wabash Valley.
Uh-huh.
I saw Coach Baker here, and they said that they're making a new team, and I just wanted to be a part of a new team.
Well, that's great. You went all the way from Tennessee, from, pardon me, Madisonville, Kentucky, up to Mount Carmel for a workout. Did they? Were you spreading through all the workouts throughout the South, or did you just kind of see that one and thought you might have a better chance to play up here?
I think I went to more workouts here in Indiana and Illinois more than I did in Kentucky.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
I just wanted to go farther north.
Yeah. You like cold weather?
Colder weather.
I got to tell you, Ryan, you're that may not be the brightest thing you've ever done.
Well, you can put on as much as you want.
Oh, I see. He's got a point. The kid knows how to deal with cold weather, doesn't he, Coach?
Yeah, he does. adding to that, we saw him at Wabash Valley, and I went down and gave him a private workout down there.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, it's Coach's facility, and he did well.
That's wonderful. And that's wonderful.
He's going to play a lot of positions for us.
Well, now, all right. Now, he just said you're going to play a whole lot of positions for us. What do you like to play best? Shortstop, you say? Do you like that best, or do they throw you there most often?
I just want to play where the action's at.
Well, now that's unless you're bumping Ryder out of there, catcher. that's probably shortstop, I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, best of luck to you, Ryan. Thanks very much for joining me today. I appreciate that. Next to you is Kenneth Otero. Well, I guess I just said, give me your name, what your position is, where you're from.
My name is Kenneth Otero. I'm from Rio Grande, Puerto Rico, and I am pitcher and outfield.
Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. Last year, though, you didn't play in Puerto Rico. Where did you play last year?
We played last year at Florida.
Where in Florida?
Lake Ware High School.
In?
West Palm Beach.
Okay. How many years did you play in Florida?
1 year.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about baseball in Puerto Rico.
Well, baseball in Puerto Rico, And one time it was big, but now it's like going down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because all the baseball players are coming here to the U.S. to have a better chance at high school level.
So at what level then? Baseball probably still pretty good, very popular through eighth grade, freshman year of high school, something like that. Is that about the level where folks try to get more exposure, maybe moving up north?
Mm-hmm. That's the best time when the Puerto Ricans want to play.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Puerto Rico's not a big territory. It's what, 4 or 5 million people or something, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of percentage, as opposed to in southern Illinois and Kentucky, you probably have maybe, by the time kids get in high school, what would you say, Jeff, about 15%, 20% play baseball maybe?
That's probably a good estimate.
What yeah. kind of percentage of kids in Puerto Rico are still pursuing baseball through grade school and through high school?
Well, there are a lot of people. Like I would say, like 15, 20 of the high school students want to keep going with the baseball.
Out of how many? I mean, out of how many high school students? A lot.
A lot.
Is that right? Well, how big is Rio Grande, Puerto Rico, where you come from?
It's not much big. It's the city of Ajunque.
Ajunque?
National Forest, yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess the reason I'm asking the question, how big of a culture shock is it for you first to have moved to West Palm Beach for a year? And I presume in West Palm Beach, did you have sponsor families, or how did that work?
No, we had
yeah, aunts and uncles?
Yeah.
Parents, aunts and uncles? Okay. How big of a difference of way of life is it for you and for your families and stuff from to be going from Puerto Rico to West Palm Beach, where probably, I don't know, 15-20% of the folks still will speak Spanish, maybe, in Florida, maybe not even that high, to a place like Wayne County, Illinois, where I know poco, and the amount I know can fit on the head of a fingernail, but I probably know more than about 90% of the people. And what do you is this an entirely culture shock to you?
Well, it is, yes, because when we moved to Florida, it wasn't, because it was like a lot of Latin people.
Uh-huh.
And you just get used to it. When we moved right here in Illinois, it's a culture shock. Yeah.
When did you get up to Illinois? When did you move in?
Saturday.
Last week.
Yeah.
And you're in one of the new apartment complexes,
yeah,
too,
yours.
Right? How long a trip did you all drive up to? Who has the vehicle?
No, we flew from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
We were in vacation there.
Nice. Chance to see the family again, that kind of thing. What do you play?
Pitcher and outfield.
Tell me about your pitching.
Well, I'm a left-handed, and my favorite pitch is the curveball.
You like the curveball, little Uncle Charlie. Do they call it Uncle Charlie down there? Do you call it T.O. Carlos?
T.O. Carlos.
Is it T.O. Carlos?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the baseball players call it, if they call it Uncle Charlie or T.O. Carlos. That's great. You like Uncle Charlie. How fast do you throw?
88.
That's pretty good. You got a change, too?
Yeah, like a knuckle change.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you develop a knuckle change? Were you still in Puerto Rico? Did somebody in Fort Myers say, hey, look, I think that Kenneth might be good for a knuckleball?
No, in Puerto Rico, my
scoot back a little bit, Kenneth, so folks hear you.
My coach in Puerto Rico told me how to throw it, and it looks good when I throw it.
Let me see your hands. Let me see your, no, the other side. I'm looking for knuckles. I'm looking for fingernails. Do you work on? You have to work on your fingernails and make sure that they look good for your knuckle curve.
No, I don't.
You know, you haven't started throwing the knuckle curve yet, I guess. Then
no.
Right? All right, Jeff. I've got to ask Coach Baker here. Coach, are you going to bring in some kind of knuckleball expert for Kenneth?
We'll figure something out. I'd say it'll be in the works.
Is that right? Tim Wakefield, maybe. Do you have Tim Wakefield in the Rolodex?
I wish.
Charlie Heff?
We'll figure something out.
I got to tell you, Kenneth, a left-hander throwing a knuckleball, that's probably a potentially pretty good combination there, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, before I let you get away, and I presume that Jacob, have you ever worked with a knuckleball pitcher? Jacob Ryder is the catcher. That's half the battle with knuckleball is being able to have a catcher. Can you catch a knuckleball, Jacob? I got to know.
Yes, I can.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
He's caught a knuckleball. Yeah. Well, who'd you catch?
John Hill.
Okay. Did you catch them all the time, or did you do you have a glove, a big glove?
No, I caught them all the time.
All right. So, see, there you go, Kenneth. You got somebody over there with the hand-eye coordination to be able to deal with that. That makes you feel better, right?
Yeah.
So that way the ball won't be going to the backstop?
That will be a lot of help.
Well, thanks a lot, fellas. Appreciate you being on the show this morning. And best of luck to you throughout the next few months, that's for sure. I'll be back on the WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show, with the Frontier Bobcat baseball team. We got some more kids to go. I've got Coach Baker here as well. Back on AM 1390 and WFIW after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. It's been a lot of fun. I've got I've got several players from the Frontier Community College Bobcats baseball team on the show, along with their head coach, Jeff Baker. And Coach Baker, before we get back to the players, you've been sending coaches all around. The recruiting is a year-long process, isn't it, Coach?
Oh, totally year-round, and I'm blessed with a couple of great assistants who spend a lot of time doing a lot of recruiting. Hunter Bryan.
Hunter Bryan was just gone, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's our hitting coach, and he made the original connection to Puerto Rico. And then Rob Vaughn has come aboard as pitching coach, and we were talking knuckleball a while ago. He can teach that knuckleball.
Rob can teach the knuckleball.
Yes, he can. And so I've been blessed with two great guys to help me out and put this puzzle together.
Well, see, now that's one of the That I think I agree with you. That's one of the trickiest parts of starting a new program. Starting a new program is being able to get quality individuals both on the team as well as in the coaching staff, isn't it?
Well, and generally your assistants, if you go to talk to some of the other GRAC teams, some of the other junior colleges, and you know, the assistants are the recruiting coordinators basically. Yeah. So and these guys have really stepped up and
been getting pretty good support from the school too, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, and
Tommy and Dr. J and those guys.
Yeah, Dr. Edgren and Tommy, and not only that, but the academic part. Jen is and Ashley, and all those people out there. They've been great. They're excited about this. They're looking forward to getting these guys and getting them in class, and it's just been a fun experience for everybody. And it's been trying at times. I'll be honest with you, for everyone.
Sure.
But once you're starting to see the I guess the fruit of your labor here, and all this is coming together, it's kind of exciting.
I think I'm really interested. I like the fact that Frontier is building a diverse team. I think you've got some folks who are here who speak Spanish, and that's kind of new to Fairfield, and that's very exciting, isn't it?
It is, and the great thing is they also know English very well, which will make them fine in the classroom. I know, you know, there's always concerns, but these kids will do a great job. They're good kids. They'll work hard, and they know they have to work hard.
Sure.
So, I mean,
just like anybody at any school.
So, and I'm not too worried about their academic.
You've got three more. Unless somebody else showed up, we've got three more players out here right now. Let's talk to the gentleman to your right. Introduce yourself. Put that thing about 4 inches away from your mouth and introduce yourself and say where you're from and what your position is.
My name is Brian Camacho. I'm from Bayamón, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
My position is pitcher.
You right-handed, left-handed.
Right-hand.
How hard do you throw, Brian?
About 80.
Oh, okay. That's still pretty good. I don't mean to. You know, that's terrible. Coach Bake's saying mid 80s. That's pretty good.
85, 86.
Where did you? Are you from the? Did you go the route that Kenny did too, where you go through Naples and West Palm Beach?
The same Kenny.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like coming up to Illinois? Have you experienced cold weather yet, Brian?
No. It's my first time.
Are you looking forward to it?
I don't know. It's not
you don't know, huh?
No.
What's the coldest you've ever been in? You've been on traveling baseball teams, I presume. And, mm-hmm. and like when you've the Florida team probably traveled up to northern Florida. And what time of year did you visit Frontier last year?
Last time,
yeah.
Coach, the last time
when you came and worked out,
yeah.
You know what time of year was it? Cold?
It's spring, not cold.
I guess the question is, what's the coldest weather you've ever been in, Brian?
About 50.
50?
Yeah.
50. Okay. All right. We might be going coach for kids for some of these guys. I see. It will get a little chilly. It'll get colder than 50. Let's put it that way, Brian. Good luck to you. Enjoy it. What's your favorite pitch?
My favorite pitch, fastball, curveball, and split finger.
Oh, you like the splitter, huh?
Yeah.
You've got. Is it pretty effective? You get how much of a drop does it have?
Dirty.
It to the ground?
Yeah.
How about that? He's all right. I like that. I like that. Let's talk to Joseph here. Grab the microphone there and tell everybody who you are and what position you play and where you're from.
I'm Joseph. I'm from Carolina, Puerto Rico.
What's your last name, Joseph?
Guevara.
Okay.
I play second base.
Play second base. Yeah. Now, you're a diminutive, you're a smaller gentleman. Does that make second base pretty good for you? Easy to make the turns to throw to first and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing second base all your life, or did any coaches ever put you anywhere else?
Oh, I used to play the third base.
Oh, really?
I moved to second base.
Why did you move from third to second? Is it an arm issue? It's not an arm issue, is it?
No, it's I'm a smaller person.
Because you're smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Tell me a little bit about. Are you a good hitter? What's your specialty? You, are you a big speed guy? Can you bunt?
Yeah.
that, taken for granted. Yeah, like I didn't even need to ask the question. So you're a good bunter, huh?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to, is Coach Baker, have you asked him what kind of offense he likes to run, if you're going to be stealing all the time, or if you're going to be bunting to get on and that kind of thing, or do you even know?
No.
It doesn't matter to you, does it?
that
a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the recruiting process. How did you guys find out about Frontier Community College?
My coach from
in West Palm,
Florida. Yeah.
Okay. And he got you involved and helped you find out about the Frontier, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I asked Brian. I'm going to have to ask you too, Joseph. It's kind of a requirement now. Have you ever been in cold weather?
Nah.
What's the coldest you've ever been in?
40.
40? Yeah. Okay, that's not bad. That's not 40. 40 is about typical here. Most often, it might get a little cooler occasionally, but yeah. That's pretty typical. Best of luck to you. Thanks very much for coming on the show, Joseph. Let's move that over there to the gentleman next to you. Introduce yourself there, sir, and tell me all about where you're from. And you guys, your parents are still in town, aren't they? Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jose Ming Hernandez. I'm a pitcher.
Okay.
I'm from Canoana, Puerto Rico.
You're right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
At what point in Puerto Rico did they decide that they want you to be a pitcher as opposed to maybe a position player, as opposed to somebody out in the field?
So, pitcher for... And more opportunities.
Yeah, more opportunities as a pitcher.
For sign-up for college.
Oh, I see. So how hard do you throw, Hochi?
I throw 87, 88.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How was the team down? Now, you guys were all on the same team at Naples, right?
Right.
How was the team? Were you guys pretty good?
Yeah.
Well, Joseph says yes. He's sitting there nodding his head.
Sure.
Jeff, I got to ask, did you get the rotation of the Naples squad up here? Is that what happened?
I was able to get, three pitchers out of the deal. And Joseph, if you had to, could pitch. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
Hoshi, tell me a little bit about your trip to your trips to Fairfield and what you think of the community so far. You've been here probably a total of, 5 days now?
That's good, but...
Are you homesick at all?
No.
Yeah, you don't think you will be getting homesick, do you? See, that's the thing. Coach Baker's going to keep you too busy practicing.
I know.
They'll like that.
Well, how do you like the dorms?
I like so much.
You dig them, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Congratulations on all of your success, guys, and coming up here. Coach Baker, you've got the diversification of the community to me is just outstanding. How do you get – do you have a translator on staff, or how's that work?
No, we don't. These kids will just
– Have you learned Spanish?
No, we used – although we did use Katie White to – she will help us with parents and things like that. But these kids will be expected to be able to complete the coursework as anyone else would out the frontier, and they'll be fine. And the thing about you is talking about these pitchers all from the same school. I mean, you know, Oshie's stats were his ERA, I think, was below one.
Really?
And Brian's was 1.something. So.
So it's a pretty solid little program down there in West Palm Beach in Naples.
Yeah, very solid, and so we're excited to have them. We're glad they're here, and
you know we've been talking to mainly the folks that we've been talking to today, other than Jacob and Brandon, are mainly from out of the area. You got a lot of area kids that just haven't come into the school yet, haven't you?
Yeah, they've already actually they've checked in, but they were close enough. They went on back home, Hathaway and some of the Kentucky boys,
Eldorado
kid. Indiana boy.
Yeah,
we had our lefty from Iowa checked in, was planning on staying Saturday, but he got very sick and he had to go back to Iowa, but he'll be back. He's feeling better. He'll be back Sunday. So.
Well, wonderful. Are you so? When is the first day of reporting, and everybody's going to be there?
They have to report August 8th. We have orientation the 9th, and then we'll start practicing twice a day on the 10th.
Let's tell folks when they get a chance to meet the Bobcats.
Right now, that's scheduled for August 20th. I don't foresee any changes there, hopefully. Although this fall schedule, is, you've been wanting it for a while, but it's...
I got it.
It's tough to nail some of these guys down from other schools on exact dates and times, and because fall is pretty much an exhibition season to everyone. Yeah. And that's fine because it'll give all these kids a chance to play, and we'll see what we have for the spring and see how we're going to utilize them.
Oh, you're fired up, aren't you?
I'm ready.
Are the kids fired up?
They're, I think they're ready.
Are you fired up, Hochie?
Yeah,
he says. I gotta tell you, he's laid back.
Yeah, he's got that closer. He's got that.
You're ready for everything, huh?
He's got that closer mentality.
I like it. I like it. You fired up? You fired up, Brian? He's ready to go. You fired up, Joseph?
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you very much, and I can't wish you best of luck enough. Congratulations, and the best of luck throughout the next year. All right. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Appreciate you tuning in today. We had the Bobcats Baseball Squad, and we'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great day.